quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, how can I say that with a straight face? Because I was the original. That's right, the straight of the first podcast back in 1994. You're going on the internet, Pedro. It would be the first boxing show on the internet. Goes first up. The first boxing show. I've been the first boxing show for a long time, 42 years, knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We'll touch on the world of the UFC as well in this show. It's 2 hours live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite. Of course, if you're watching us, it's on YouTube.com or Twitch.tv. So the bottom line is the Sports Byline US channels. USA channels on both networks are live and rocking and rolling right now. Of course, last night, big upset in boxing, no doubt about that. Well, not the biggest upset in my mind because I never thought Lamont Roach was the greatest fighter in the entire world, but some people really put a lot of stock in him, right? That's not so much because he had a couple of draws. Maybe he had Gervonta Davis on a bad day, might deserve to get that call, but he didn't get it. Anyway, last night, Williams Zabeda Sakura. Let me tell you, once beaten guy, the only fight he's ever lost to was Shakur Stevenson. Of course, Shakur is like almost unbeatable, right? 135, 140. Bottom line is, this guy's only lost one fight. Last night, he came in like a 3.5, 4-1 underdog, and he lit Lamont Roach up, I mean, from the start. It wasn't even close. Judges had it. Tim Cheatham had it 117-111. Another judge had it 117-111. David Sutherland, my favorite judge, had it 118-110. Bottom line is, the man came to fight. He won almost every round in my book. I mean, and they were trying to give Roach some rounds, but Roach just didn't have it. And I'm going to tell you like this. People say to me, you discriminate against non-punchers. I do to an extent, because the bottom line is, if the guy could have punched last night and stood his ground and was of the same size as Zepeda, he had a chance, but he was outsized, outworked. Bottom line is, he got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. We'll hear from Zepeda a little bit later. Larry Murchie will be around. Tommy D will be around. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership. A reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away, no searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Time to bring in the super fly of the Bronx. Straight up, of course, we'll talk about Sir Thomas Dillamuth. If I didn't get that name right, his agent will be on the phone with me later, so I did get it right, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And how are you this afternoon, sir?
I am doing well, Pedro. How about yourself?
Are you feeling better? I might as well tell people right now. I might as well go with it. I was taking a friend of mine, John Daniels. I want him to feel guilty, so I'm bringing up his name. I was taking him to the hospital for these for these various medical treatments that he was getting. Okay, I've been taking him for months, right? So I took him last week, and he said he stopped and associated with some guy that was coughing and sneezing this and that. And I said to myself, "Why did you do that?" He goes, "Well, I probably shouldn't have done that in hindsight." I said, "You probably shouldn't have done it at all." So anyway, so he gets exposed to this smack. He gets in the car with me. I guess he breathes on me or something like that. Before I know, within 48 hours, I'm feeling spitty with an H, and I'm saying to myself, something's wrong, and it ain't the flu. I'm feeling this is a little weird for the flu because it's messing with my mind, Tommy D. I'm having these anxiety attacks, and I'm getting cold chills, and I'm hot. I got a fever the whole night. This isn't working. So I went and took the COVID test, not once, but twice, because I didn't believe it the first time when it came back positive. But, you know, it came back positive, and it came back positive the second time. So I went to the doc, called the doctor on the phone, UCSF, and then within 2 hours, they had me on these medications from the pharmacy that I picked up. You had to take it twice a day for 5 days. It was like three pills each. And within, I don't know if it was psychologically or not, but within a couple of hours of taking the first batch of pills, I felt good.
Okay, well, as long as you're doing better, but that's kind of messed up. He threw your friend under the bus there.
No, man, I want him to feel guilty. You got to be kidding me, man. He gave it to me. He gave it to his mother. Probably gave it to his dogs, too.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, that's true. You got to be careful.
I don't shake people's hands. People say, man, you don't shake hands? I don't shake hands. Some people get offended by that. I don't care if you get offended or not. Because the bottom line is, I used to shake people's hands, and I got colds. Okay? And then I wiped out the handshake and no more colds. Coincidence? Perhaps.
Not even a high five?
No. You know what? Once you've been around the world and you've been to a lot of places and you realize what people do with their hands, and you've been a cop and you got to watch people on the street and a private investigator, you're watching people all the time, you watch people what they do with their hands, you really don't want to be shaking hands all that much.
No, I understand what you're saying.
I just put it to you like that. Instead of shaking hands, Lamont Roach thought he was going to make an ascension from 130 to 135 pounds. Not that he really made any statements at 130, but the bottom line is he was a better fighter at 130 than he was at 135 because size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And last night, William Zepeda was so much bigger than him, he looked like he was two weight classes bigger.
Yeah, he did look bigger, but just so you know, this was his third fight at 135. The two previous fights were just recorded as draws.
Okay.
He's been at 135 for a few fights now. But he did look a lot smaller than Zepeda, and he looked a little bit more sluggish than Zepeda. Zepeda looked good. I mean,
he looked
the last
soft.
Time we saw
he didn't look hard. He didn't look like tungsten steel to me.
No, he didn't. And he looked a lot better than what I saw him last. I was there last July when he fought Shakur Stevenson. I was there in Queens live, and you know, he was bringing it to Shakur, but credit to Shakur, he outboxed him. He out, you know, well, he just outclassed him. But now he came back, and you know, he just looked like the more conditioned fighter last night.
When he stepped it up, there was no stepping back. I mean, this guy, yeah. I think somebody said he threw like 80 punches in the seventh round or something like that. Whoa. I mean, to throw 80 punches in a round, I don't know if I told you that, but I was going to fight Zach Badia as an amateur. Zach Badia ended up being the WBO world champion. I think he lost one fight as a pro. Anyway, I was going to fight him as an amateur. In my first open fight, means you're stepping up to 3-minute rounds against the best of the best, okay? So anyway, I'm watching a film, some films of him fighting, and he's winning. And he threw 172 punches in a round. There's only 180 punches. It's only 180 seconds in a round, okay? And he threw 172 punches. I mean, I had no chance against him. Absolutely none. So, of course, I got hurt, and I conveniently pulled out of the tournament. Smart guy. Smartest thing I ever did in my life. I wouldn't
like
be here
it.
Right now. Are you kidding? Zach Medina would have it. He would have scrambled me like a couple of eggs. I'm serious, man. I mean, no. There's me, and then there's world championship guys. You know what I'm saying? And Zach Medina was just a different cut. He was. I mean, imagine this. We're in a room, and I've got all these boxing trainers in there. Like, there's four or five trainers in there, and these guys are chomping on dry cigars and this kind of stuff. I mean, we're talking old days type, old school type of guys. And we watch this film of Zach Medina. We're watching this. So I said to him, so after watching this couple of fights, I says, so what do you guys think? Nobody had anything to say.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, nobody even had I mean, you should stay away from that, brother. I mean, they didn't even say that. Nobody had nothing. Not positive, not negative, this and that. So I realized right then and there, this guy is not in my league. And, of course, I pulled out of that fight. Smartest move ever. And I still tell him to this day, when I introduced him before the California Boxing Hall of Fame, that was a speech that I made, that I ducked him. I mean, I have no qualms. Listen, I have no qualms ducking him.
Well, Is that can we use that to segue to something else now?
Go
speaking
for
about
it.
Ducks.
Go on.
Speaking about ducks, I mean, we just may have witnessed one of the biggest ducks in boxing history.
David Benavidez? You
know, no, well, that's one of them. That was Canelo ducking Benavidez, but Keyshawn Davis was offered a good amount of money and he turned it down to fight Devin Haney. I mean, he was out here, you know, talking a good game and out here on the internet, social media, you know, talking about he was, you know, Craig and, you know, Devin Haney's Debo and he was going to knock him out and all of this. They offered this guy about $3 million.
Yeah.
Turned it down, went to purse bid. You know, the winning bid by Top Rank, about 8.5, where 25% of that is 2.1, still bigger than any payday Keyshawn has ever gotten.
Time out.
For the world title.
I asked you this yesterday, and you couldn't answer this. Has he ever made more than 10 grand?
I think he's made a little bit more than 10 grand, but I know he's never made 2.1 million.
Man,
definitely didn't make 3 million. To get an opportunity to fight for the world type championship, to headline a pay-per-view, I mean, that's crazy. These fighters today are spoiled. These guys think they're better than everybody else, that they deserve something they haven't even worked
Floyd
for.
Floyd started that.
Floyd started it.
But it's killing the sport.
Listen, non-punchers kill the sport. That's what I think kill the sport, is the guys don't want to stand there and stand their ground, and they don't teach punching in the gym anymore. I mean, let me tell you, Tommy Hearns couldn't punch his way out of a paper bag when he fought Aaron Pryor in the amateurs. At 132, Aaron lit him up like the White House. It was like domestic violence almost, okay? You know what I'm saying? But you wouldn't say that as a professional. You know what I mean? It would be the other way around. I seen Tommy drill Aaron in the gym. Just drill him. I mean, it wasn't even close. What I'm trying to say is that was as an amateur. At 147, Tommy, of course, came into his own. Speaking of Tommy Hearns, I saw some pictures of him lately. He's been getting around. Is he in bad shape, man? I mean, what's the story on that? Do you know?
I haven't heard anything about it. I know he was in bad shape, but I'm not sure.
You don't get out of bad shape. When you're in bad shape from boxing, you don't get out of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, especially at the age that he may be at. But honestly, I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
One time we were walking on a golf course, walking off at dinner, and I think we were in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Tommy was talking about Hagler and Duran and all these guys, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I was saying to myself, man, is he ever really going to fight these guys? And, of course, later on, some of the greatest fights of all time. You know, Hagler Hearns, April 15, 1985. It was tax day. But the bottom line is Tommy Hearns paid a debt that night. So did Marvin Hagler. Both those guys left something in the ring that night, Tommy.
Oh, big time. I mean, it was one of the best rounds of the year. Was that opening round, the first round?
Yee.
Or was it the second round?
The first round. Yee.
Yeah, I mean,
yee,
crazy. Was... And then he ended up fighting Duran, I think two fights or three fights before that one, and he beat Duran better than anybody else did. I mean, he gave him like a 1-2, and Duran went sleeping.
Yeah, let me tell you, let me tell you about Roberto, though. Roberto, let me tell you, there was a Roberto that was disciplined, and there was another Roberto that said if he can make 154, he could beat anybody. If I can make the weight, I could beat anybody. You know what I'm saying? So he was making the weight for these fights, like Benitez. He wasn't in real good shape against Benitez. Some of those fights that he lost, Robbie Sims, he could have been in better shape for that. I mean, he lost to Robbie Sims, lost to Marvin Hagler's stepbrother. That's no claim to fame. But the bottom line is he came back, he went 15 rounds with Marvin Hagler, and Hagler told me, all over the world, that Duran was the best fighter he ever faced.
Yeah, that was a tough fight. It's just funny how certain matchups went the way they did. And then, you know, when the common opponent, they did, you know, better than the other guy. Like, you know, like Duran beat Leonard in the first fight, you know, and then we know what happened in the second fight, you know, and then Leonard and Hagler had their war. But,
everybody associated with Duran expected. We didn't think Duran was in the greatest of shape because he came down from 220 pounds to make 147, the fat pig that he was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that was a gross amount of weight. And I told you how Mike Trainor, who was Ray Leonard's attorney and his promoter, per se, but I told you what happened was they sent a spy down to Panama, and they took a picture of Roberto Duran playing the conga drums, and he had a big belly hanging over his belt. I mean, we're talking about a big belly. We're talking like 5-6 months pregnant. I mean, we're talking a huge – he was 220 pounds, okay? Mm. So Mike Trainor says – I'm going to make him fight right now. Man, and I said, what do you mean, Mike? What are you talking about? He goes, I'm going to get him into the fight right now. He goes, I'm going to give him a deadline. I'm going to tell him we got to do this in 12 weeks, blah, 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 blah. And I'll offer him more money he's ever made in his life. He goes, Duran made $1.5 million for the first Leonard fight. I'll give him $8 million. So Duran basically he went through the emotions for the money. I mean, because he wasn't ready to fight in that second fight. 220 pounds, man, good luck. How the hell you go up to 220 pounds from 147? How do you do it? Ask Roberto, but he did it time and time again.
Yeah, that's insane. That's obviously not healthy, and, you know, it's not living the fighter's lifestyle, which a lot of fighters are doing right now, today.
Yeah. Not,
you know,
let's talk
how
about
many
that.
Times we've seen, we see a lot of fighters coming overweight the last few months, you know?
That's Steven, but this is your timeout. But this is we're gonna roll to a break. But the bottom line is this is your generation, Tommy D. So I want you to come back and explain that a little bit further. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Sir Thomas Dillamuth joins me. Of course, we are live on Twitch.tv and YouTube as well as Sports Byline USA and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, the impeccable one is in the other room, Mr. Bailey Peck. Give him some props. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right. Okay.
Mr. Humiliation himself, Ray Charles Leonard. Of course, 50 years this week. 50 years ago this week, he won the Olympic gold medal, of course, in Montreal, Canada. Of course, returned there for the brawl in Montreal, where he lost that 15-round decision to Roberto Duran. Of course, I think that's the fight that made him really a true man, a great fighter, no doubt about that, because Ray came back and did all kinds of crazy things after that. Of course, pound for pound, the greatest welterweight in my mind, and yes, I include the Ray Robinson or Bourne Walker Smith, call him what you ever want. But the bottom line is, the reason why I include Ray Robinson as far as being inferior, second or inferior to Ray Leonard, is that Ray Robinson told me one time that Ray Leonard is a faster, harder-hitting version of myself at 147. So what are you trying to say? Ray's better than him. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I think we're not giving enough respect to Raymond Muratello. What do you think there, Tommy D?
I think it's time that we start doing it. I know I didn't. I have to admit that. I wasn't, you know, I was down on him until he finally got his world title, you know, in his last fight against the Cuban,
Andy Cruz,
you know, and last night he had a good performance against a guy that I don't know how he keeps getting into title opportunities, but listen, we got to start giving him credit, and but I don't know what this guy like, because now, you know, he just defended the title 135. He said he's going to move up to 140, so 140 is a lot of good fighters in that division. So
size matters in two things: pornography and combat sports. Ask William Zepeda.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. I mean, 135, there's some good fighters, a good champions. Abdullah Mason, who I'm very high on. I think he's the real deal. The other guy is, you know, that's in recess, I guess, is Tank Davis, WBA champion recess. He's, who knows when he's going to fight.
Well, he says he's a face of boxing. That's what he says.
Well, I don't know. He has a big fan base.
Is he delusional?
People do like him. I don't think he's delusional because, listen, at the end of the day, I mean, talk about his outside stuff, and we know the shenanigans he's done, but inside the ring, he sells tickets. He goes in there. He tries to knock you out. He gets knockout, so he has an argument. I don't think truly there is a face of boxing right now, but he has an argument.
Okay, 30-0-1. The last fight he had was in 2025. It was March of 2025 against the aforementioned Lamont Roach. That was a 15-round majority draw. Before that, he beat Frank Martin. Before that, Ryan Garcia. He hasn't fought a whole lot of late. 2023, he had two fights, one with Hector Luis Garcia and Ryan Garcia, and two Garcias. But the bottom line is, one fight in 2004, one fight in 2005. He's sort of like, if you're the face of boxing, you got to make appearances.
Yeah, but he's got too many out-of-the-ring issues, you know, legal problems, you know, domestic issues. Yeah, well,
strippers.
I didn't want to say it. You said it.
Oh, wait. What do you know? Come on, man. Let me tell you. That was some weird stuff. He evidently grabbed some hooker. How can I put this? I shouldn't call her a hooker. That's not the wrong thing to put. Because Bailey's my legal rep in the other room. He said you shouldn't call her a hooker. You should call her an alleged hooker. No. A stripper. A stripper, because that's what they are. They're strippers. And what cracked me up was I was working as a cop. You know, I should watch these strippers lead these dudes in these back rooms on Broadway up here, right? I didn't figure it out at first, and my boss told me later, guess what? They're going back there for fun.
Mm.
And I said, oh, really? Yeah. He goes, yeah, that's the strip club world. You know, strippers are hookers for a price. That's the best way I can put it. That's the best way. A friend of mine had a stripper. We were like many, many years ago. He had a stripper for a girlfriend, and we went and saw her this and that. And like we just like, you know, we had a few drinks, and it wasn't pretty. It just wasn't pretty. You know, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a bit insulting. Let's go back to last night's card. So Muratello looked good. I mean, the guy that you fought was impossible to look good against Robinson Canseco. But you got to say this. For an Olympic gold medalist, that's the way he fights. Herky jerky, runs around the ring, doesn't give you much of a target. This and that. I mean, he's not an easy guy to look good against.
No, he's not. I mean, you know, I think his best performance would be against the fight that he lost against Oscar Valdez. I thought he won that fight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he did pretty good against Navarrete. I mean, he got dropped a few times, but he did. You know. He did win some rounds in that fight, where that's why they called it a draw.
Okay.
You know, then he got us in trouble.
Okay.
With WBC.
Speaking of, screw the WBC. WBC canceled that contract with the Veeve Network. All the bending over they did for the WBC and the WBC canceled them. Okay, so, you know, what can I say? I mean, anyway, let's talk about my favorite judge and your favorite judge. I know, Patricia Morse Jarman. She's been around for a long time. I mean, she's older than dirt. I mean, she just is. I mean, she's been around a long time. It's like this is the 80s. Anyway, bottom line is, she had that fight with Raul Curiel and Quentin Randall, 190. You know, I thought Randall did real well in that fight.
I thought he did real well, too, especially early the first half of the fight. You know, I thought Randall gave it away in the second half, but there's no way you could tell me that he didn't win one single round. She gave every round to Curiel. That is insane. And she's been judging. She's got over 1,000-something fights that she's judged.
Here's what's up, though. You know, people get old, people get slow, people lose their edge, this and that. And a lot of boxing judges don't want to admit. Boxing judges are like fighters. They don't want to give up.
I guess not.
They don't want to give up that free seat, bro. They don't want to give up being able to have the clout, this and that. I mean, without that judge slot, they're nothing.
But shouldn't the commission, you know, tell them that it's time to go and not let them judge the fights anymore?
No, because Dalby Shirley, of course, the big spoiler there in Las Vegas, he's a guy that had he voted for Anna Firmo over Hagler in that first fight. And everybody knows that Hagler smoked Vito Anna Firmo in that first fight. But But Dalby got away with all these fights over the years, and I kept running. I would run to the commission. I would jump up and down and scream. I would say, how does this guy keep getting these title fights, this and that? Because he's always the third guy, the wrong guy. It was always a split decision, and Dalby was the other way. And the other way in fights that you couldn't believe. And yet, he got the fights. I don't know how to put it, man. Jarman gets the fight. She's like older than Derek. Time for Jarman to hang it up, man. Hang your hat up, baby.
How about I got a judge for you that she quit after a terrible decision. How about CJ Ross, Cynthia Ross? You know who that is?
Yeah, good. CJ, she was famous for having bad decisions.
Bad decisions, and she scored the Canelo fight against Floyd Mayweather a draw when that fight wasn't close as well. She called it a draw, and then she retired after that fight.
Well, she was a Vegas judge, and listen, there were a lot of Las. There were really some good Las Vegas judges. Dwayne Forty's still around, and Chuck Giampa. He passed away, and his ex wife I think is still judging. But the bottom line is, there were a few good Las Vegas judges. But then again, when Dalby Shirley or somebody like that was involved, you knew spit was going to happen. Spit with an H. You know what I'm saying? And you would go to the Athletic Commission and say, "Why is this guy getting these fights?" And they would say, "Because he deserves them." Yeah, right.
I guess. I don't know how you deserve a fight. I mean, that's pretty crazy, though.
Well, you got pictures of somebody. Dalby Shirley. Yeah. Listen, Dalby Shirley and Robinson Canseco, they both had the same agent. They had to. Speaking of same agent, Mauricio Sulaimán jumping in bed with Dana White?
It seems like that. It's crazy. Like, all of a sudden they're playing nice. That's... The sleazy guys
that they are taking off the condoms. It's pretty sick. Straight up, we'll talk boxing some more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming after the break, coming up after Rick Moore with Sir Thomas Dillamuth.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. you could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. Like he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Great Earthquake, back in the days of HBO comedy, straight up HBO Championship Boxing, HBO comedy, of course, went hand in hand, no doubt about that. Back when HBO was king, Pedro was traveling the world having a good time. Tommy D, I miss HBO.
I do too. I mean, it's HBO Boxing. I mean, HBO still exists, but it's pretty expensive to have HBO right now.
Well, I don't know about expensive or not, because, you know, there's ways of getting around that, but the bottom line is, they don't have any boxing anymore. Of course, you know, when they got rid of Boxing After Dark, I was sort of saying to myself, what's going on here? And then, of course, you know, they got away from boxing. And, of course, Seth Abraham was a sports CEO. He was, of course, I think the most powerful man in boxing history for a long, long time. I mean, he was the guy that put all these big fights together. Nobody else been able to do that since. I mean, he brought Don King and Bob Arum into the same room when these guys wanted to, like, shoot each other.
Yeah, well, that, I mean,
and nobody.
I mean, when it comes,
and nobody's got
boxing.
That. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, nobody's doing that anymore. There's nobody, you know. Now everything is pretty much under, you know, one umbrella, which is the Zone, and then you have your best friend, you know, Dana, trying to establish something under Zuffa, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the same. It's the competition is kind of, you know, down. Nobody's really talking to anybody in the first place, you know. So
hold on, I've got to get my barf bag next year because I'm gonna quote Mauricio Sulliman. Anyway, quote, Dana is a boxing man. End quote.
Well, it's a shame, but you know, back to the TV though, like what he did, you know, bringing Top Rank and Don King together to do big fights. That's kind of what the Zone, I guess, is trying to do. They have all these, you know, other promotions underneath the same umbrella now. You got Top Rank, you know, PBC, Matchroom, they're all together. So, you know, now maybe, hopefully, we could get the fights that we want to get. But then again, what happened this past week, it's just bad for the sport. You know, when you have a guy that's offered, you know, multi-million dollars to fight for a world championship, the headline of pay-per-view, and he turns it down thinking that he's worth more money than what he is.
Okay, let me talk about last night's fights from the Virgin Hotels in Las Vegas. Of course, Williams was paid in the main event, beating Lamont Roach. It was on the Zone. It was on ESPN Knockout. It was on USA TNT. If it's getting all this exposure, I'm happy as heck.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good thing. Listen, you know who is underneath, who is there? De La Hoya and Bob Arum were
I saw that.
They were there together.
I saw that.
You know? So, I mean, it's good. You had Rolly, you had Teofimo there, who signed a deal with the Zone directly, which is big. Now fighters are signing with the TV promotions straight up. I think that's pretty good for the sport, you know, giving them opportunities to fight as well.
Do you know where that sort of screws you around, though? Is that you don't get any international money. You haven't got a guy, you know, like getting you a percentage of the T-shirts, that kind of good stuff. I prefer to have a promoter. I mean, yeah, I know it sounds like a couple of more bucks, but I think I want Massa Bob or DK running the show. Listen, as long as you've got your eyes wide open, they can't screw you. You know what I'm saying?
You just have to
keep your eyes wide open. And a lot of fighters go, you know, I remember Don. Who was it that Don King told? Who was it that Don told? I can't remember who Don told. Don't worry about it, man. You're making $500,000 this time. But the dude got drilled and never saw him again. You know, I mean, because it happens. I mean, bottom line is you're not guaranteed to make money in the sport. There's no doubt about it. But DAZN, ESPN Knockout. I don't know what is ESPN Knockout.
Oh, I don't know. ESPN Knockout, is that something new?
Yeah, some type of radio or television network in USA TNT. If they had it on TNT, the only thing I remember from TNT is the old days of Law and Order.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, that could be a once a month. That was when I went to Cleveland, so that was the first one where Abdullah Mason was the headline. So I don't know how often they're doing that. Is it once a month? Is it, you know, once every other month?
Okay, speaking of Abdullah Mason, he's right in the center of this 135-pound picture. I mean, him and Zepeda and
Muratala.
And Muratala's moving up to one. Muratala might be biting off too much moving up. You know, these guys... you've got to establish, you want to establish yourself as a superstar one way before you move up. I just don't get that. Guys are moving up just to move up. And when you move up, take it from me, it can be hazardous to your health.
Yeah, unless they can't make the weight anymore.
They hit harder, bro. When I told you, when I looked across ring, Ernie Chavez, what did he tell me was 172 pounds, 167 pounds? Who weighed in 147 2 days before, and he was 167. I looked across the ring. I said to my trainer, "That ain't the same dude." He goes, "You may go, no, no, that ain't the same dude." Turns out he had a haircut and he shaved and he gained 20 pounds. And he kicked my He did. I cracked him really good in the first round. I said to myself, "Take that!" Right? He went bang and dropped me.
Wow, man! He got a haircut and a shave. But he gained 20 pounds.
Haircut and a shave and gained 20 pounds, man. And I did this televised this fight, a professional fight of his for the Z Channel down there in Irvine, California. So I got to televise a couple of his fights. And I remember telling my broadcast partner, "Watch out for the right hook. Watch out." Boom. He lands a right hook. This dude's right hook, man, he hit me so hard. I've never been hit that hard in my entire life. I mean, one time I was hit with a flashlight in a fight with some cops. Some cops hit me in the head with a flashlight instead of hitting a crook, stupid cop. Anyway, bottom line is, I saw stars, but when Ernie Chavez hit me, I was separated from my body.
Mm.
That's a bit, wow. Spiritually and physically separated from your body. You're like looking at yourself saying, "Get up, man, get up."
Yeah, but what about the guys that just can't make the weight anymore? They have no other option than to move.
That wasn't Lamont Roach's case, I don't think, because he sure didn't look like a guy that was studding at 135. He didn't look like he was primed for the weight. Listen, when you move up in weight, you fight bigger guys, and I found that out the hard way. And sometimes you can beat size, sometimes you can't.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand. You know. But that's just the way it is, and especially now. Nowadays, like, fighters are fighting at the weight classes they really shouldn't be fighting at. They're killing themselves to make a smaller weight class just so they could, you know, blow up in weight.
Yeah, but Lamont Roach was the exception to the rule. He probably got, I don't want to say 126, but he should have stayed at 130. I mean, he just doesn't have the physical stature to stand up at 135 pounds. It's just not that big. Speaking of 135 pounds, what's Shakur going to do? Shakur is like 140, 147, 150. What is Shakur these days?
He's part of the problem too, man. We talked about Keyshawn Davis. Well, that's his brother. He's part of the problem where he has so much talent in ring. You don't know what he's going to do. Now he's signed to Zuffa. And, you know, Zuffa, you know, he's got to do whatever Dana White tells him. And, is he trying to make big fights? I don't know. The title that they fought for last night was Shakur's title at 135, the WBC title that he beat Cepeda for, you know, defended against. So they stripped him of that. He's a 140-pound fighter, but he keeps talking about he's a 135-pound fighter, and he keeps talking about meeting catch weights with Devin Haney, talking about, you know, not really fighting at 140. I don't know. Shakur is part of the problem.
Shakur is a problem. Listen, I'm not dying to see Shakur fight again. Do you think the masses are?
I mean, I like Shakur. I like watching him fight. I was there when he beat Teofimo. You know, I was there when he beat Cepeda. I mean, I was at the Snooze Festival. He was at in Newark when everybody walked out. Yeah, but I like Shakur. You know, I've been a supporter of Shakur. You know, I've been to his fights, but you know, he's got to step up to the plate and fight, you know, bigger names. You know, but
don't you see? Don't you see?
Now is talk.
he's just looking for an easy way out. I mean, Mayweather sort of Mayweather laid the blueprint out for these guys to fight easy fights. And here's what's up. You know, you can step in and want to do things. And this is what I think, since you didn't fight or since you don't have a boxing background, you don't realize this. But you can learn how to punch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can learn. If you have proper leverage and you crack right, this and that, and your distance is right, you can punch. There's no such thing as somebody that can't punch. I mean, very, very occasionally guys are really powder puff punches. But the bottom line is, if a guy sits down on his punches and throws them correctly, he should be able to get something into it, something forceful, something meaningful. And these guys are throwing a lot of unmeaningful jabs, and it makes boxing look, you know, I don't want to watch guys go 10 rounds. I want to see punchers.
Nah, I hear what you're saying. You know, but that just goes to say the guys are not letting their hands go, and not guys, you know, they're taking their foot off the gas, you know. I like boxing. I like, you know, the science of it. I like setting up your punches. You know, I like the, you know, when they set up traps and stuff and then sit on your punch and make the guy pay. That's what I want to see. Not necessarily, Roman times or whatever, and going there gladiators and just, you know, head on and just throw punches, you know, like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. No, I want to see, you know, the science of it as well. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that and I appreciate that. But guys are not even doing that. You know, guys are just maybe throwing one or two punches and running around the ring, and, you know, it's not boxing.
I watched Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns and guys like that, you know, I thought like the prime of what Roberto Duran, maybe Benitez to an extent. I watched these guys fight, and it was a little bit different because they really, they all wanted, they wanted to be great. They aspired to be great. They wanted to be great. Now guys just want to stay undefeated. There's a big difference.
No, it is a big difference. And I think you bring up Floyd Mayweather. He's a perfect example. His first half of his career, Floyd didn't fight like the second half. Floyd was going in there. He was stopping guys, dropping guys, hurting guys. And then the second half of his career, he was more strategic with it.
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that his Uncle Roger Mayweather died of boxing-related injuries, and that his father's a little off and this and that? And they, you know, I mean, Jeff isn't off, I don't think. But bottom line is, boxing, you know, Roger Mayweather, he was a mess. I mean, he was a great guy to be around. But at the end, boxing ruined him. I mean, the residual effects of professional boxing killed him.
Yeah, but Roger was there for most of, you know, Floyd's career, so...
Yeah,
you know,
I really feel. Listen, I think that Floyd looked at Roger and saw the damage, and said to himself, "I don't want to be that."
It could be. It's very possible. You know.
Okay, so what's coming up next week in boxing? Anything new? Anything significant coming up next week or two?
I'm not sure. I think you have some female fights next week. I think you have. Michaela Mayer's going out and looking for a unification against Cameron. I think that's a good fight. So the females are fighting. I think that's in the UK. That's all I could, off the top of my head, that's all I could remember. So the females, MVP, I think, has a card next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Why is it we can't learn something from the UK? They have a boxing event. They could throw Bailey in the main event, and like 90,000 people will show up.
Yeah, and play. All they have to do is put Bailey on the main event and play Sweet Caroline like three or four times, and that's it. You know, you know, and then we're good. So,
listen, the craziest experience I've ever had in my life. Let's roll to a break here. Was when I was a guest of HBO, Mr. Seth Abraham, the aforementioned HBO CEO, when he flew me to London. And I saw Prince Nassim Ahmed come into the ring on a magic carpet. That still, to me, that's the most mind-blowing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I mean, that it was the end of Ahmed, too.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah,
he was a showman, you know.
He was no doubt, but then, you know, the Barrera fight, man, I remember Barrera saying at the weigh-in, I remember Barrera told everybody in Spanish, he goes, "This guy's not in my league." And we're saying to myself, well, you know, the guys are picking him to beat you. You know, obviously that didn't work out that way. Anyway, Tommy D, how's the wife? How's the kids?
Everybody's doing pretty well. Everybody's doing good. Let me just correct myself. That fight that I just mentioned is at the end of August. So next week, I think, is another MVP card. I think a smaller weight class. But other than that, there's nothing really going on. But everybody's doing good. Thank you. Appreciate you, Pedro. Thank you very much.
Sir Thomas Dillamuth on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need. Celebrate responsibly.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips, and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
115 degrees yesterday in Las Vegas. Listen, I had free. I could live there for free. I mean, I could probably still be living there, blowing some sponsor, this kind of stuff, having a good apartment or a condo, that kind of good stuff. I wasn't into it. I mean, I had a dog at the time, and you couldn't take the dog out of the house in the daytime. What kind of spit is that? What do you do with the dog? How does the dog go to the? I kept saying, how does the dog go to the bathroom when you're locked in an apartment and you can't bring it anyway? Bottom line is, it wasn't too cool. I turned it down. Of course, I stayed here in the city by the gay or the city by the bay. And of course, I've been born and raised here. There's no doubt about that. And the best decision I ever made in my life as far as geography is concerned. Now, last night, of course, let's go over the card one more time. Mont Roach loser in 12 rounds to Williams Zepeda Zagura. Scores 117-111, 118-110, and 117-111 one more time. Raymond Muratella was the winner over Robinson Canseco. That was a bit of like, I don't know, a wash bite. 119-109, 119-109. That means 11-1 in rounds. And one judge had it 118-110 or 10-2 in rounds. Of course, also on the card, Raul Curio went to 17 in zip with a decision over Quentin Randall. I thought that fight was closer than it was. But Patricia Jarman had it at one point in time, 190. I mean, that was like, I thought it was like a 96-94 type of fight. But the bottom line is, Charles Conwell is the winner as well. Could he beat Paul Noll? Outside of excitement concern, there wasn't a whole lot of excitement on that card, but the bottom line is, When Williams Beta stepped in the ring, it was excitement. He brought it. I mean, he brought it. We'll hear from him, the winner, in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're bringing the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Murch. We'll spend some time with him as well. Open phone lines around the planet. I didn't mention that in the hour number one. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Interesting. Frank, 1961, the House historian, tells me that a referee recently was wearing a body cam. Listen, cops turn the body cams off. You think referee would turn the body cam off too? We'll talk about that more in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up after the break, the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck, has the control of things until then. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two after the news.
This is an All Sports News sports update.
I'm Brennan Cafferty. For most college athletes, the final game of their career won't be played in a professional stadium. That is why universities are placing increasing emphasis on preparing student athletes for success long after their playing days are over. College athletics has always focused on competition, teamwork, and personal development. Today, many athletic departments have expanded that mission by offering leadership training, career counseling, financial education, internship opportunities, and professional networking designed to help student athletes transition into the workforce. The skills developed through athletics often translate directly into the business world. Time management, communication, leadership, problem solving, and performing under pressure are qualities employers consistently seek. And student athletes have years of experience developing those abilities while balancing academics and competition. Many universities have also introduced programs that connect current athletes with former student athletes who've built successful careers in business, education, healthcare, law, media, and public service. Those relationships help students better understand the opportunities available after graduation and provide valuable professional guidance. While only a small percentage of college athletes continue into the professional sports, nearly all of them enter careers where lessons learned through athletics continue shaping their lives. Coaches often remind players that the discipline required to succeed in a sport can become one of the greatest advantages they carry into the future. Success in college athletics isn't measured only by championships. It's also measured by preparing young men and women to be successful professionals, leaders, and contributors to their community. In other sports, lacrosse continues growing throughout the United States as schools, youth organizations, and colleges introduce more opportunities for athletes to participate in one of the nation's fastest-growing team sports. Participation has expanded well beyond its traditional regions, with new programs appearing in communities across the country. Increased television coverage, collegiate competition, and youth development initiatives continue introducing the game to new generations of athletes. As interest continues to rise, lacrosse demonstrates how emerging sports can build strong national followings through grassroots participation and long-term investment in player development. For All Sports News, I'm Brendan Cafferty.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, we come to you live each and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on Sports Byline and many of the very same channels you're rocking and rolling on right now. Straight up, I'm trying to recover from COVID. And I think that I'm recovered physically, but mentally, I don't know, man. Having some problems with my train of thought. But the bottom line is open phone lines around the planet. If you could join me, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7527. And, of course, the next big fight card coming up in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. Love that place, no doubt about it, especially when I'm sitting in the VIP box with those zillionaires. But the bottom line is Saturday, August 22nd, 2026, as I said, the T-Mobile Arena. Teofimo Lopez on top against Raleigh Romero. Of course, Raleigh Romero, one of the characters in boxing, 17-2, taking on Teofimo Lopez, 22-2. Lopez lost to George Kambosos. And the fact that Kambosos went like 2-5 since then, hasn't really done anything since then. Bottom line is, George was a, I don't want to say George was a, yeah, okay, George was a bum. George couldn't win the Golden Gloves over. I couldn't believe that George even was able to win these fights. But George somehow was able to rise to the occasion on a couple of occasions. But he rose against Teofimo Lopez. And, of course, that was sort of the end of the invincibility, of course, Tio was concerned. But straight up, it'll be Teofimo Lopez and Raleigh Romero at the T-Mobile Arena. Of course, Victor Sandilan versus Gary Antonio Russell. I'm not a big Russell fan because these guys don't bring it as well. They like to box. They don't like to knock people out. And Francisco Daniel Verón taking on Eonely Hernandez. Of course, that's another fight on the card. But the four fights going to rock and rolling. Some undefeated guys, no doubt about that. The records look good, but I got to tell you this. It's pay-per-view, Amazon Prime pay-per-view. You've got to find a way around that. In other words, you go over to somebody's house or somebody sends you a signal. Or, I don't know. I'm sure you figure something out. But the bottom line is all these pay-per-view cards, I couldn't afford them. It's a good thing I had a tax write-off for me because if I didn't, I wouldn't be watching these fights. Straight up, it's expensive to be a boxing fan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Great fight. You know, I was promoting some fights, and I got sober. I stopped drinking for about a year, and I thought, well, George Foreman asked me if I wanted to fight, and I thought, now I'm retired, but I never fought sober. So let me get myself in shape. I'll get ready, and I'll take the fight. It was a nice payday, and I got caught with a shot. And he told me, he said on Letterman, that I was the hardest punch that ever hit him. I caught him with a shot with a left hook. And he caught me. He's a great fighter, good puncher. And I was bending forward, and he caught me with an uppercut. And some days you get the nut, some days you get the shell. That day was a shell for me, but it helped me turn the page on my life.
Jerry Cooney and myself talking in Las Vegas, February 2026. Of course, the Great White Hope, I dogged him because when he came here to San Francisco, they took over the gym. Of course, I was the king of the gym at this point in time. I won a couple Golden Glove titles. I was like the hot amateur, no doubt about that. There were some hot pros in the gym as well. But bottom line is it was my gym. And when Jerry Cooney came and took over the gym, there was him and Dennis Rapport, his late manager, and, of course, Mike Jones as well as co-managers. They came over and they took over the gym from like 3 o'clock or 3:30 in the afternoon to like 6 o'clock. I kid you not. So none of us could train. We couldn't train during those hours. We had to either go across the bay or wait until afterwards, and then the gym closed at 7 p.m., so we only got an hour. Bottom line is, it was not cool. And I dogged Jerry on that afterwards. He apologized. Dennis Rapport, he didn't really apologize. Dennis was just Dennis. There's no doubt about that. Now, the current heavyweight division, I want to go over it just before I go to the Williams-Abeta interview. I'm going through these top 10, top 15 guys, man. There's nothing really that jumps out. Moses Itama jumps out, okay? Frank Sanchez might jump out. Of course, he can punch. There's no doubt about it. He's a Cuban exile. But the bottom line is nobody from the United States. That's what I'm trying to say. Nobody from the U.S. Now, let's talk about last night. Wow, what can I say? Lamont Roach was like a about a 4.5-1 favorite. I mean, he was supposed to walk through this guy, William Zepeda, like a knife through butter. Didn't happen that way. Bottom line is Zepeda here is post-fight.
William, congratulations. You worked 10 years to be called the world champion. What did it mean to hear your name called tonight?
¿Cómo te sientes a ser campeón de 10 años de trabajo?
No solo son 10 años, es más. Estoy muy agradecido con todo mi equipo, con toda la gente que me ha apoyado, especialmente mi familia, que es la que ha estado desde un principio, desde el día uno, y este campeonato se los dedico a ellos.
It's been way more than 10 years. This has been a sacrifice and a struggle with my family, my team, and everything, all the support has finally came true.
About a year ago, you struggled with the boxing skills of Shakur Stevenson. What was different about you tonight?
El año pasado no podías encontrar cómo ganarle a Shakur. ¿Qué cambió en esta pelea?
Me puso una gran prueba Shakur. Creo que me dio un gran examen. Todo este año que estuve fuera del ring, lo practiqué con el equipo y pues trabajamos en lo que nos había hecho falta. Ahorita implementamos algunas cosas. Todavía tenemos que seguir creciendo para estar en la elite.
Against Shakur was an exam I couldn't pass, and you know what? It was humbling. But we took the time, we came back stronger, worked on the weaknesses, and came back, and now we're champion.
You did take some time off, about a year off after your last fight. How much of a difference did that make?
¿Cuánto te ayudó este tiempo de relajar?
El cuerpo no es una máquina. También lo reciente venía de muchas peleas seguidas. Ya sentía un poquito el cansancio, pero yo nunca me rajo. Yo soy un buen mexicano que nunca me rajo, nunca digo que no. Tomé la oportunidad, pero también aquí hay que descansar. Y ahorita descansamos y lo demostramos.
Listen, the body breaks down. You may think I'm a machine, but the body breaks down. I needed that break, but just my true Mexican spirit was always going to come through and win fights like this.
You knew Lamont Roach was looking for that counter right hand. How long did it take you to figure him out?
La derecha, pero ¿cuánto tuviste para no darle la derecha de la mano?
No, yo sabía que él me iba a estar casando con su derecha. La estuvimos practicando mucho tiempo. Todos los golpes, la verdad, los estuvimos practicando porque sabemos que es un peleador muy rápido, muy explosivo, pero creo que impusimos nuestro boxeo. Cambió un Camarón Cepeda que no solo fue al choque.
Look, we knew he had a right hand. We knew we had to watch out for that right hand, but all the punches that Roach threw, we had to respect every punch, but we were ready for every counter, and tonight was Camarón's night.
You got one belt. There are three other belts out there. What do you want to do next?
¿Quién quieres pelear después?
Yo quiero ser campeón indiscutido. A medida que me pongan, nada más que me digan cuándo y dónde.
I want to become undisputed. I don't care who it is or when it is. Put them in front of me and I'm going to beat them.
What's it mean to be a Mexican fighter wearing that green belt?
¿Cómo te sientes ser un mexicano con este cinturón verde, WBC?
Vamos, me siento muy orgulloso. Hoy, una vez más, un mexicano de buena fe y viniendo a trabajar a Estados Unidos pone el nombre de México lo alto.
Listen, I'd love to come be a Mexican representing Mexico here in the great states of the United States, but look, I'm proud Mexican with a Mexican belt.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Williams Zepeda, of course, upset the odds last night, almost a 4-1 underdog when he went in there against Lamont Roach. Of course, he schooled Lamont Roach for the most part, and I think everybody watching on TV was having a hard time realizing. It was like, that wasn't that big of an upset. I mean, the only fight he had ever lost was Shakur Stevenson. There's no shame in losing to Shakur. Of course, Shakur is not my favorite guy to watch, but the bottom line is, Shakur is effective at what he does. I mean, he doesn't lose too many minutes, let alone rounds. And of course, against Zepeda, he lost like one or two rounds, but at the end of the day, it was a whitewash as far as Shakur Stevenson is concerned. Now, as far as Shakur's future is concerned, I don't really want to watch Shakur fight anymore. Do you? I mean, come on. Shakur's done his thing. He's bored people time and time again. It's just time to walk away. Speaking of time to walk away, one more big fight. Let's make this a Wembley Stadium. Talk about Anthony Joshua, the former two-time world heavyweight champion. Of course, the man, 2012 Olympic gold medalist, the guy I thought that was destined for superstardom. I mean, elite superstardom. I thought he might have been the next boxing god. Turns out he wasn't. But the bottom line, he's a late bloomer. Of course, a guy that didn't come along in amateur boxing until late on. Of course, later on, and won the Olympic gold medal. That was a bit of an upset as well. Of course, 6'7", 235, 240 pounds. I mean, he ripped. He's built like a god. There's no doubt about it. He had hand speed. He had punching power. I thought he had a decent chin. And for the most part, I thought that Anthony Joshua was going to be the future. Of course, on the other side of the coin, another guy from the UK. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, the former world heavyweight champion. Of course, at one point in time, he was like another boxing god. I mean, he was unbeatable. There's no doubt about it. At one point in time, Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, they probably should have had this fight 2, 3, maybe 4, 5 years ago. But the bottom line is they're going to do it late in 2026. Of course, that'll be in Wembley Stadium. I don't know how they're going to do that as far as the weather's concerned. I'm not a big guy on the UK weather, so I don't know what the weather's like in December or November. But the bottom line is they're going to do this fight this year before these guys lose, before something happens. 90,000 people, expect a crowd of about 90,000 people. It'll be a record gate as far as the UK is concerned, maybe a record gate as far as boxing is concerned. Speaking of record gates, how about my fan, Floyd Mayweather, having a record gate? Yeah. Dropped that lawsuit against Business Insider magazine. Of course, he threatened to sue them. Actually, he did sue them and stated that, you know, that they were wrong when they said that he fraudulently, when he was talking about owning 62 units of a low-rent apartment building in New York City, that he was lying about it. It wasn't true. The business deal never closed. Turns out they were right because Floyd dropped the lawsuit this week, of course, and he dropped it. It was a $200 million lawsuit, and he dropped it with prejudice. In other words, the judge said, listen, you can't ever do this again. You can't ever file against these guys one more time. No. I'm dismissing it with prejudice. So Floyd Mayweather, another loss for Floyd. Of course, Floyd a month ago now, was warned by the DA's office in Clark County, Las Vegas district attorney, that he was going to be indicted and charged with fraud and theft over a $200,000 watch that he bought with a bad check from a Wells Fargo check, bank check. So anyway, he throws down this check. It's a bad check for $200,000, and they called Floyd on the phone. He's ghosted him, but finally, they get a hold of Floyd, and they get a hold of his attorneys and say, listen, we're about to charge him with two felonies. If he can come up with the $200,000, we won't charge him with the felonies. So it's a matter of this. If you're if you're honest with yourself, you got to say to yourself, why didn't Floyd come up with $200,000? Why didn't he sell one of his cars? Why didn't he get Bailey to go pawn his watch or something like that? I mean, why? What could pawn another watch? I mean, just because the bottom line is everything's pawned. Everything's loaned out. There's nothing left that he has that's worth anything. Maybe some properties here and there, but the bottom line is, as far as those cars are concerned, I think they're all loaned out. That's why he can't sell any of them. I mean, come on. If I was hurting for $200,000 and I had like 19 cars or 1,000 cars, whatever, how many cars he got, say he's got like 300 or 400 cars. Say he has 300 or 400 cars. If he has 300 or 400 other cars, it costs him a couple $100,000 a year just to keep those cars in storage, right? So where's he getting this kind of money? Can't come up with $200,000 to get out of a fraud and a grand theft suit. I mean, charges by the Clark County District Attorney tells me that Floyd's really, really, really in bad trouble. But back to that heavyweight showdown. Who wins? Tyson Fury or Anthony Joshua? I don't know. I guess this should be entertaining for a while it lasts. But the bottom line is both these guys are has-beens. There's no doubt about it. And at the end of the day, I'm not a big fan of Tyson Fury anymore. No doubt about that. I thought he lost his deal. Now, back to the Bill Haney. Of course, Bill Haney talking about Keyshawn Davis rejecting that fight with Devin Haney. Of course, Keyshawn Davis turning down $2.5 million. Is Shakur Stevenson back in play for Devin Haney? I don't know. Do you really want to see Shakur and Devin Haney? Think about that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Coming up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'll come back with the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merger. We will pick his brain at 95 and see what's going on inside those stellar brain cells of his. Talk about the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Bailey's in the house. Take it away, Bailey.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give you one postscript? After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Time to bring in the retired HBO godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, but the fights weren't very close last night, so we'll give all the 9-year-old kids off for the day.
Oh, yeah, but that you got a point there. But it was a bit of an upset, though, in that main event. The Mexican came to fight. He was a 4-1 underdog. He came, he lit Lamont Roach up.
He was a 4-1 underdog?
Yep, 3.5-1.
Oh, my goodness.
Godfather, last week Tim Zhu was last week Earl Spence was favored over Tim Zhu. I couldn't figure that one out in Australia.
Well, I can't either, but you know, Spence has a large name in the boxing world, but a guy who hasn't fought in 3 years has his name reduced pretty well.
And he hadn't sparred in 3 years either. I mean, he didn't spar for this fight, and they tried to say that...
Really?
Yeah, he didn't spar for this fight. I tried to get film of him sparring. They said he's sparring in secret, this and that. But word was, when the fight first broke, was that his father said he wasn't going to spar for the fight.
And what was their reasoning?
He's damaged goods. They don't want him getting busted up anymore. I mean, Godfather, when he got thrown out of that car at 150 miles an hour... He suffered a brain bleed. I mean, it's obvious when you look at the booking photo after with the Dallas Police Department, you look at his eyes, the cornea on his right eye is all full of blood. And the only way your eye can get full of blood like that is you have a brain bleed. So he got tossed out of that car. He was permanently damaged. The Jerry Jones or that guy that runs the Dallas Cowboys sort of schmoozed things over, and I don't think he ever really had the extensive physical that he should have had. Because if he had one... Even Andre Ward said afterwards, you know, he's risked a lot in the last couple of years. He shouldn't have been risking it.
Well, I guess he wanted to risk it. I don't know if the boxing world wanted him to risk it.
Yeah.
But he was perceived as a serious person and a serious boxer. He had some big wins back in his day. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking of the British heavyweight and the car accident that he was involved in. Not a good thing.
No.
Anyway,
All right.
I thought it was a good fight, and I thought the right guy won it.
Yeah.
What did you think of the announcements every four rounds of where the fight stood with the officials?
Do you think that keeps people straight, Godfather? I'll turn the question on you. Do you think that keeps judges straight?
I don't know.
Me neither.
But I found myself wondering, you know, okay, a guy hears after the eighth round that he's ahead by five rounds. How much action is he going to give you?
Good point.
In the last four rounds.
Good point. No doubt about that. But then again, Some of the scoring is so atrocious, Godfather, that it's criminal. I mean, I remember back in the days, Dalby Shirley, you must remember that name time and time again in Las Vegas. He was always the guy in the split decision end of that. And I kept going to the athletic commission saying, how the hell does this guy keep getting assignments? And they told me.
Well, that,
what?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I said, how the hell does this guy keep getting assignments? I said, he's had eight split decisions in the last year and a half. I laid it all out on paper. Mark Ratner just covered up for him. He's one of our finer judges, Pedro. He's the one that voted Anna Firmo over Hagler in the first fight. That was atrocious.
Well, look, there are bad decisions, and sometimes depending on the side of the ring the official is how they see the fight through that lens. But of course, there are bad decisions. And depending on what you think is a dominant force and activity in the ring.
Okay.
But in any event, I found it interesting. But I also I want to see how fighters react to this. Is the fighter who's behind going to step up and put himself at further risk? Is the fighter who's ahead going to close up because he's got the fight already in the bag?
Good point. I watched a fight a couple of weeks ago, and it was involving Joe Joyce and some Russian named Solonov or something like that. But the bottom line is the referee was wearing Gustavo Padilla was wearing a body cam. You know what a body cam is, Godfather? The cops wear them.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
Why?
Because it sort of gives you a perception of what the referee's looking at. And if there's two different pictures, we got a problem with the referee.
Okay. In other words, the referee can point the camera at whatever he feels like.
No, the camera's on voluntarily. It's on his chest. It's just on, it just goes the entire round.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is what it is. Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury are going to do 95,000 people in Wembley Stadium later this year. Both has-beens, but 95,000 people, Godfather, they'll sell that place out in a heartbeat.
Well, they've been building that fight for about 10 years.
Or longer.
The Brits are great boxing fans, and here are the two most interesting personalities and fighters. Well, I see that, but that fight, it seems to me, has been long gone.
The Brits will turn out for it, though. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The Brits will turn out for it. What does Britain do that we don't do here to promote boxing? Why is boxing so highly regarded in the United Kingdom versus the United States?
It's part of the boxing culture. There are no sports in Britain, unlike here in America, where a big, strong guy has an option to go out and make big money these days, in whether it's football or baseball or whatever. Once upon a time, the most money made in sports was by elite fighters. That no longer is the case. And the Brits don't have another sport that attracts big guys. In America, the kid goes to school and he can get a scholarship and he can make money in college, and he can, if he's good enough, he can make a lot of money after that. So it's a cultural matter, and there's a serious problem in America because a big strong guy is going to go into football or basketball, even these days baseball, so he can throw a ball 103 miles an hour, and so on. And they make tremendous money without putting their lives at risk in most cases.
You know, I was looking back at some of the heavyweight fights that we saw in the sports pavilion at Caesar's Palace, and crunching fights. I mean, just good Lord, heavyweight fights. And it's really hard to believe that guys can get up and survive and come and fight another day. I mean, the punishment heavyweights take is unparalleled.
Yep. And there's none of that in Great Britain or in most of Europe. I mean, soccer is not exactly a contact sport.
No.
Although there's a lot of contact in it.
Speaking of contact, what are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this week? What's up?
Well, I'm hanging out with family, and I watched the fights last night. What else am I doing? Well, it's a beautiful day out there, and I have another visit from family.
Okay.
So, that's how I spend my time.
Okay. Well, here's what's up. I got to come. Go on. I'm sorry.
And we had a really nice boxing club meeting on Friday.
That's cool. Steve Kim and Alan in the crew?
No, Steve Kim was at the fight.
Okay.
And Doug Fisher, the editor of Ring Magazine, and a couple of other guys. We've been together for a long time now.
Well, that's great.
And
listen, you have a great week. Much love. Say hello to that lady. Say hello to that lady that takes care of you for me.
All right. At the moment, she's taking care of my.
Is that Pedro?
Yeah.
Hi, Pedro.
You have a great week, everybody. I'm running up on a hard break. Thank you so much to retired HBO godfather Larry Merchant.
Do you want to make a statement with a sports hat you wear? Then be sure to check out allinlid.com. All In Lid's hats are clean, modern designs with a wide variety of colors that make it easy to find one that fits your style. Built to perform while looking great anywhere. If you're looking for a premium, comfortable, waterproof hat you'll want to wear every day, check out allinlid.com. Remember, All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. That's allinlid.com.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Kick off the school year with Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Because with 20% off styles kids love, they're not just going back, they're making an entrance. Save on jeans that turn hallways into runways. Tees that make them walk a little slower, for effect. Sneakers that say, I'm so back. And more confidence-inspiring looks for every grade at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 20% offer ends August 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The first round's a key round. We're underway. And the pace is up-tempo right at the opening bell.
Hagler being the aggressor.
Hearns working that jab. He has a very quick jab. There's no denying it. And he caught Hagler with two good jabs and a right hand that might have hurt Hagler. Tremendous pace in the first round.
I expect this, Barry. Both guys are going at it.
Hearns getting the better of it right now. No nonsense at all here. And a left hand by Hagler. What a pace.
You know, both the guys just winging shots, so whoever gets caught in the chin,
there was
may
a
go down.
Left hand by Hagler, and it stood Hearns straight up.
Hurt.
Step back,
his legs a little shaky, unsteady.
And a left hand by Hearns. Threw that off his back foot, though. There's the short right.
Hagler now just uses his defense. He's walking towards Hearns. He's doing the right thing now. Hearns is on his bicycle. Hagler now is going to his body.
Remember, Roldan caught Marvin Hagler early on also. There's another good straight right hand by Hagler. And another.
Now Hearns is using his movements. He's trying to throw Hagler off balance.
Hearns coming with a right-hand lead that time.
Both fighters are really off balance.
Hagler leading with the right hand, but he's kind of lunging with it. There's another right hand. Backs Hearns into the ropes.
Watch for Hagler's hook.
Now that was the right hand of Tommy Hearns, and it did catch Hagler, but he didn't take a backward step there. Another good right hand by Hearns.
Hagler's working the body now, trying to slow him time to death. These guys are exerting a great deal of energy, Barrett.
Tremendous pace in the first round. Blood coming from the face of Marvin Hagler. Can't tell yet where it's coming from. We'll see.
Both guys will definitely be winded in the next round.
It is over the right eye, I believe, of Marvin Hagler. We'll wait till we get him. And there's a lot of blood early on here. An awful lot of blood on the face of Marvin Hagler. It is in a place where it could do serious damage. We'll know between rounds when we get into the corner. Hagler punishing Hearns now. But it is Hagler who is bleeding. This is still the first round.
The second round. These guys would definitely pace themselves. There has been no boxing at all. Just fighting here.
Just slugging. Blood on the face of Marvin Hagler. Again, we can't quite tell where it's coming from while Hagler continues to dish out punishment. Is right back. This may be the most brutal even round you've ever seen in boxing.
Hey
April 15th, 1985, tax day. No doubt about that. One of the greatest fights of all time. Of course, all three rounds of it, two and a half rounds, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, man, I mean, that was Marvin Hagler showing his true superiority, no doubt about that. And Tommy, of course, broke his hand in the first round, or broke his wrist in the first round. Had he not broken that wrist, would things have been any different? I don't know. Marvin Hagler was one of those guys who could just walk you down. He could take a licking and keep coming. He just could. I mean, the bottom line is, nobody ever stopped him. Nobody ever really dropped him, per se. Nobody really hurt him, per se. I mean, Roldan hurt him a couple of times, maybe, and Mustafa Hamshaw roughed him up, this and that. But he, you know, for the most part, he just persevered. He had a chin that was unbelievably solid, no doubt about that. Now, straight up, let's talk about the world of the UFC. My favorite guy, Dana White, not my favorite guy. You guys all know that. But the bottom line is, the UFC went to Serbia last night and drew 18,000 people. In the main event, Juris Medic, that's right, M-E-D-I-C, beat Daniel Rodriguez at TKO round number one. Of course, those guys are fighting at 170 pounds, the welterweight limit. Light heavyweights, Navajo Sterling beat Jan Blachowicz. Time for Jan to just walk away. Hasn't Jan been around like longer than, I mean, he's been around longer than me. I kid you not. He's been around a long time. Anyway, Jan Blachowicz knocked out in the first round, 2 minutes and 56 seconds in. As far as the other names on the card, not too many per se, but he drew 18,000 people. Talking about Dana White, 18,000 people plus a $2 million gate. Give him props, man. He's not my favorite guy, but give him props. Of course, his next card is going to be August the 8th. It'll be the T-Little Arena he's got in Las Vegas. Of course, on top, Matsu Gamrot in a lightweight bout, 155 pounds, taking on Quinlan Sakhalid. Of course, this is the main event. Be a five-round main event. No title on the line, but the bottom line is, this is UFC Fight Night. Gamrot versus Sulikid. August the 8th, 2026, from their little Met, they call it Apex, call it what you want. It's a little arena they have in Las Vegas. Of course, Dana White put this together when COVID was happening, when he wanted to buck the COVID rules as far as laws and masks and all that kind of good stuff. But he did his thing. Give Dana White props, man. He's not my favorite guy. Of course, Mauricio Suleiman is trying to get in bed with him right now, and I'm not into sleeping with other men. Not even if they're in boxing, okay? Mauricio looking to do this. Shame on Mauricio. There's no doubt about it. I thought Mauricio could have made his own way and stood his own as far as the WBC is concerned, stand on their own merits. But the bottom line is, looks like the WBC doesn't have any merits, considering the fact that Canelo Alvarez, you know, somebody said to me the other day, well, you know, David Benavidez is a heavyweight. Now, that's what Canelo said the other day. He's a heavyweight. There's no way I could fight him. Now, wait, when the guy was the 168-pound champion, you didn't want to fight him. Was the number one contender, you didn't want to fight him. When he was 175-pound guy, you didn't want to fight him. Bottom line is, this was the biggest duck in the history of boxing. I mean, I'm talking about Keyshawn Davis and Devin Haney. That's a money type of thing. But, you know, Canelo Alvarez running away from David Benavidez, it was one of the biggest atrocities in the history of boxing. But guess what? There are no boxing historians, per se. There are no boxing writers. There's really no boxing media, per se, to hold these guys accountable. So when you're not held accountable, you can do basically what you want to do. And that's the way it is. Of course, that's the way Dana's got things going. Got to give Dana White props, though. He turned a $1.5 million company into a $4 billion company. In other words, he made $4,000 million. That's how much $4 billion is. $4,000. I mean, good Lord, man. That's how much money that UFC's rock and rolling. And while I'm not a Dana White fan, I am a fan of the fact that it seems to have a lot of fans and people are interested in this. There's no doubt about it. They've got some talented athletes, and, you know, got fight cards coming up here. One's going to be in Sacramento. Of course, the next card, as I mentioned, August the 8th in Las Vegas at the Meta Apex. Next fight will be Xfinity Mobile Arena. That's in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That'll draw about 18,000 people. Sacramento, California, they always did well there. The Golden One Center, I'm talking about the USC. Of course, they draw about 15, 16,000 people there. So everywhere Dana goes, he strikes gold. So why is it I'm so anti-Dana? Because Dana's all about Dana. Dana's all about building the company. Dana's all about UFC champions, not the world champion. He's the UFC champion. There's a big difference, all right? You want to be the world champion. You don't want to be the UFC champion. Big deal, the UFC champion. I want to be known as a world champion, maybe the world UFC champion. But the bottom line is, Dana takes that world stuff out. He says he wants nothing but his brand, the UFC brand. That's what he wants. And you know what? Give him props. He's promoted that well, as I said, from a $1 million entity to a $4,000 million entity. So give him props on that one. But at the end of the day, he's just still my favorite guy. Now, the guy that is my favorite guy as far as the heavyweight division is concerned, going to take on Flip Pavlovic. Flip Pavlovic is 20-1. He can fight. There's no doubt about it. I'm talking about August the 29th, 2026, from the UK, of course. On top, Moses Aitama, 14-0, 12 KOs, a left-hander. He can crack. He's 21 years old. I mean, there's not much you can say negatively about this guy. you just can't. I mean, so far he's done everything perfectly. Of course, he'll be perfect until his flaws are exposed, if he has flaws. But the bottom line is he's taking on Flip Hrgovic, and after this, talking about a title fight. Of course, his last fight against Jermaine Franklin, that didn't go too well for Franklin, getting stopped in the fifth round. Before that, he stopped Dillian White in the first round. Before that, stopped Mike Bahoney in the second round. First round before that, Dempsey McLean. I mean, these guys have all got decent records. 31-3 was Dillian White. 21-1 was Mike Bologan. Dempsey McKean was 22-1. So he's not fighting total schmears. He's beaten guys with good records. There's no doubt about that. And he's made the step up in heavyweight class, talking about Lozar Tama, almost flawlessly. Now, is he the next world heavyweight champion? I don't know if I want to go that far. I mean, really, I don't. I mean, the rest of the world heavyweight division, I'm not all that enamored with. In fact, there's no American heavyweight. So that sort of like kills my taste for the heavyweight division. I mean, back in the days, you're talking about the guys when George Foreman was a heavyweight champion, or even like when Jerry Cooney talked about a little bit earlier, when he wanted a challenge for the world heavyweight title first against Larry Holmes back in 1982. Of course, that was a mega fight. The big white hope against the great white hope against the black militant, per se. And yeah, Larry Holmes played the black militant to a T right there. I asked him one time, what's it like to fight a white guy in this? And he went into all kinds of off words and this and that. So he's not my favorite guy as far as asking him things racially. Of course, Larry slipped a little bit. I saw a film with him a couple of weeks ago. He ain't what he used to be. The Eastern Assassin ain't what he used to be. But the bottom line is, he was a good guy, and he's always good to me. Now, as far as the heavyweight's concerned right now, good Lord. Oleg Usyk, stick a fork in him. He's done. He wants to fight Deontay Wilder, maybe in a send-off fight, make some money. But he's given up his four belts, allegedly. Daniel Baugh's number one, 22-3. His three fights that he's lost, all three fights he's been counted out by referees. The next guy, the untested one, Ajibit Kabel, the current WBC champion, 27-0, 33 years old, coming to us out of Germany. Number four, Murat Gaslov. He's 34-2. He can fight a little bit. He comes to us from Russia. Of course, number five, the aforementioned Anthony Joshua. What is he now? 30-4, 36 years old, 2012 Olympic gold medals, of course. And then Tyson Fury's ranked number six, as far as the heavyweights are concerned, as far as box records concerned. Now, box records is independent rankings. Yeah, right. They're owned by the boxing establishment. But the bottom line is Tyson Fury, 36-2-1, 37 years old. I don't know. I mean, I've been to the UK to see fights. I wouldn't want to go to the UK to see that one. I just wouldn't. As far as the rest of the heavyweight division is concerned, nobody really looks all that good. Joseph Parker, of course, testing positive for cocaine a while back. And of course, people say to me, oh, Pedro, you're just trying to dog the guy. No. When you test positive for cocaine metabolites or whatever you want to call them, in your system, that means you've been doing cocaine within the last 72 to 96 hours. Why do I say that? Because cocaine washes out of the system within about 96 hours, okay? 3 to 4 days is usually gone. So if he had coke in his system, if you've got coke in your system and you're testing positive at a fight, they test you right after a fight, you've been doing coke in the last 72 to 96 hours. So evidently he's got a cocaine issue, or he's a party guy, or he didn't think much of his opponent. But the bottom line is Joseph Parker, stick a fork in him. Looks like the British are going to suspend him for a while. But the hottest guy right now, as far as the heavyweight's concerned, is probably that Frank Sanchez guy. The reason why I say that is that Frank Sanchez, listen, he can punch. He's 26-1, 1 KO. Of course, that 1 KO loss that he had, and that wasn't no big thing. He lost to Ajit Kabel. Of course, that was a knockout in 7 rounds. He wasn't ahead on the scorecards. Kabel was. So Kabel can fight. There's no doubt about it. But he's been ducked in time. Time and time again, he fights every couple of years. He's 37 years old, I think, or 34 years old. It's time for him to get on a stick and get on it right now, because if he doesn't, it's going to be all over. Let's roll to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available
available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Okay, somebody said to me, you don't cover enough bare-knuckle boxing. That stuff is repulsive. But the bottom line is, I guess you're right, and the bottom line is next week we will start doing regular segments. And, of course, the current world heavyweight champion of bare-knuckle boxing, guys by the name of Marco Mattinjack, he's 13-2 with 13 knockouts, but the two losses, he's been knocked out both times. Bottom line is these guys are for real. And this bare-knuckle boxing for me, it's just like, I don't know. Why do you need to have bare knuckles? That's like taking on what the UFC is doing. But the bottom line is the cruiserweight champion from the United States, he is Lorenzo Hunt. He can fight as well. Light heavyweight champion comes to us from Russia, I believe, Nabi Gazibov. Middleweight champion, Nicholas Hawkins, that's from the UK. Of course, another guy from the UK is a welterweight champion, that's Bryce Henry. And Kantemir Kashilov is the lightweight champion, I guess 155 pounds. And the featherweight champion, 145, Kai Stewart. And bantamweight down to 135 pounds, Alberto Baez, or Blast from the Cuba. But the bottom line is, I haven't spent a lot of time on this sport because it's repulsive to me. But I promise you, I will work on it this week. We'll do something about that, and we'll start figuring in weekly reports as far as bare knuckle boxing here. Because I keep getting calls from you folks or texts, and why don't you do more bare knuckle boxing? Okay, I resist it as long as I can. I can't resist anymore. But the bottom line is, I'll be taking care of it next week, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to acknowledge the fact that Williams Zepeda, of course, looked absolutely vastly superior to Lamont Roach last night. They weren't even in the same league as far as talent is concerned, but Zepeda win going away, no doubt about that. 12-round decision, Lamont Roach, a guy that moved from 130 to 135. You move up in weight when you have to. He didn't have to, and guess what? He paid the price for it, because size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, and this is combat sports. Of course, that was the WBC, the World of Bunko and Chicanery, the World Boxing Council lightweight title, of course, Mauricio Suleiman. And the co-feature, the guy that I was really impressed with, even though he had a guy that was really, really difficult to deal with. I'm talking about Raymond Muratela. No doubt about that. The IBF 135-pound champion, undefeated still. Kagan Robinson, Canseco. Canseco's hard to deal with. Canseco has a, I think he was a 2012 or 2016 Olympic gold medalist from Brazil. He fights like a frenetic amateur. It's very, very tough to fight that guy and look good. There's no doubt about it. But I'm telling you, Raymond Muratela looks like he's a superstar in the making. Tommy didn't think so. I think he is. But as far as Lamont Roach is concerned, give him up. As far as the choke of the month, no doubt about that. Christian Panga last week, he choked against Anthony Joshua. He had Joshua down. If you've got a guy down and you let him up, shame on you. I mean, if you let him up and you win and he wins, double shame on you. I've never let a guy up off the canvas as one. Never. Just don't happen. Once you put him down, that's sort of like sets the tone for the fight. And there's no doubt about it, especially when you have three-round fights, as I did back in the amateur days. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, YouTube.com, the Sports Byline USA channel, Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, we come to you live and delayed. The show will be delayed. It'll be edited tomorrow. Of course, the early part of the show that we don't listen to, of course, that's like I turn this thing on like a few minutes beforehand. So that'll be cut out. Bottom line is the edited version will be up tomorrow on the Sports Byline USA YouTube website. So check them out. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, I got a brain fog from COVID. Straight up, thank you so much for bearing with me.